Welcome back to the Locky Lock Sports Betting Podcast. It's your boy. What's up, guys? How are we doing? Sorry about yesterday, Saturday, no podcast. It happens. Sorry about today, Sunday. Sunday's podcast coming out a little bit late. It's already after 1 o'clock. My bad. And I got to say sorry to Matt as well. Sorry, Matt. I got super fucking busy this morning. To the audience, me and Matt were supposed to record some NFL today, earlier this morning. But life's been fucking crazy lately for me. And that happens. Stuff happens. What are you going to do? I had to come on. I wasn't going to even do a podcast today, but number one, I couldn't leave you 2 days with no podcast. That's not cool. Number two, there's two NBA games that are kind of jumping at me and slapping me in the face and saying, A, you have to bet them, and B, you got to tell everybody who will listen that they have to bet them as well. NBA's been ridiculous lately. College basketball's been ridiculous lately. I might have a couple college basketball plays for you too on this podcast. By the way, it's Sunday, November 10th, 2019. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. And once again, sorry it's so goddamn late. So what I'm going to do now is just cut this intro short and just get right into the NBA stuff. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's go. Let's eat together. All right, let's get right into the NBA. Why not? Screw it, right? Let's do it. First NBA game that's jumping out at me that I got to tell you guys about is Charlotte at Philly. Charlotte's been playing great lately. Well, not great, but they've looked pretty damn good lately. Charlotte, they lost to the Pelicans, which is not very impressive at all. But the Pelicans, I don't know. The Pelicans play great. They play like shit. They're a terrible team. They lost to the Celtics. They beat the Pacers, they beat the Warriors, and they beat the Kings. So those are three not terrible wins. But the reason I'm saying this game, A, Ben Simmons is out. Philly has been playing down to their opponents lately. I think they lost their last two. Let me double check on that for you. Philly has lost their last three. Excuse me. They lost to Denver. They lost to the Jazz with Ben Simmons in. And they lost to the Suns with Ben Simmons in. They beat the Portland Trailblazers by one. They beat the Mavericks, which Mavericks is a good win. But the spread here is minus 14 in Philly's favor. Minus 14. It opened at minus 13.5. I say buy this to minus 14.5 and ride the freaking Hornets. I don't think Philly beats the Hornets tonight by 15 or more. And then we got another one I like a lot. I say take Milwaukee because Milwaukee is just amazing. Buy that down to 6.5 at OKC. Then we got Toronto at the Lakers. I said I wasn't going to bet any more Laker games, but without Serge Ibaka and without Kyle Lowry, I'm thinking that this Toronto Raptors team is going to be a completely different team than they've been all year. Lakers minus 9.5. Jump on that shit, I think. I'm not a Lakers fan, though. I'm not a fan of betting their games. And I really can't read them, but we'll see what happens there. Got Atlanta at Portland. Portland is 3-6 now in the year. That's surprising. The other game I'm going to take personally that I like a lot is Cleveland at the Knicks. Knicks at Madison Square Garden are a different team. They're only minus 2. They're playing Cleveland. I say go ahead and jump on the Knickerbockers. My New York Knicks. Either take that money line. Let me see what the money line is. Real quick, see if it's even worth doing that. The money line is currently minus 131. That's not bad. I say take the money line. I say take the money line, minus 131. Do that. What else we got here for you? Excuse me. I'm getting sick, man. I've been coughing for months. Fucking Jets, 7-0. You suck, Giants. You guys fucking suck. I don't think I have any NFL for you. I really don't. I would say Green Bay, but they laid an egg last game. I still say Green Bay minus 4.5. I like Green Bay there. Minnesota at Dallas, that's a tough game. Seattle at San Francisco, that's a tough game. Rams at Pittsburgh, probably Rams, but it's not strong enough to let you guys know about. And then Miami at Indianapolis, that's another tough one. So there's a lot of tough NFL games here today. Those are the 4 o'clock games, by the way. NHL, let me check my notes here. Toronto on the road, Toronto minus 119. I like Toronto there. And I always like the Ducks at home. Anaheim Ducks at home, minus 117. I like that. Vegas on the road at Detroit should be good too. I say make that a minus 1 spread line, spread bet, whatever. And then, what else do I have for you? Do I have any college basketball for you? Let me check right here real quick. St. Joe's at Old Dominion. That's a tough one at 2 o'clock. I'm leading St. Joe's there, though, even though I love Old Dominion. Louisville, minus 26. Take Louisville, man. They should win by 40. Louisville's the best team in the country, in my opinion. Toledo at Marshall. That's a tough one. Damn, a lot of tough games today, guys. Colgate at Clemson. Clemson only minus 8. Buy that down to minus 7.5. Take Clemson, I think. That's what I would do there if I was you. What else? Portland at SJSU. I like the under there. Under 138.5. I like the under there. And I think that's it. Illinois, Arizona. Illinois just played last night, didn't they? Or the night before last? They should be tired. But that's it, guys. I wanted to get this out quick to you guys. I want to do a quick episode, so I did a quick episode. Hope you guys enjoyed. Tail these picks. They're pretty strong. Other than that, be back bright and early tomorrow. Probably have Matt on either Monday or Tuesday. I think Tuesday is the next day with college football games. So you can look forward to that. That's it, guys. Hit me up on Twitter. Let's do this. Let's eat together. Have a good day.